call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and one of the things I hate doing is near the hour or so ago, I introduced a bug, and when I get tired, it's kind of hard to find the bugs, and I'm nervous. I don't like to leave the end of the day with a bug in the system, but I'm afraid I'm going to make some mistakes, so I'm stopping, and I'm really bummed. However, I do want to mention this weekend, a video came out, Cosmology, Still in Crisis 2023 from the Thunderbolts Project. And I watched that and I was fascinated by it because it's a common theme that they have, but it was well articulated. The issue being that throughout history, science has progressed in the sense that, oh, we didn't have it right here. Let's change. And we have a new paradigm, whatnot. We figure, okay, we were working this way. Well, that was wrong. We got to work this way. But you get stuck. You get entrenched. You end up with institutionalized science, as it's described. And it's not looking for the truth anymore. We are trying to maintain our institution. You know, it's kind of, as you might have heard somebody say, greatest Artemis of the Americans, you know, the play on Acts 19. It's the same thing. And you can see that because this particular thing, they talk about how a number of people over have shown the Big Bang doesn't work. The science doesn't back it up. But people, that's where they came out with dark matter, dark energy, and so forth, and the idea of the expanding universe. The whole thing, that the reason that exists is in order to make the idea work. Rather than say, well, there's a problem with the idea, let's refine the idea. No, we got to stick with the idea because basically this is where our pride and our paychecks come from. The comment now, of course, is the James Webb Telescope is showing that more information. No, the Big Bang didn't happen. But you have to, because you have too much invested. And I found it so fascinating because if you take what they say, instead of use the scientific community, use institutional church. It's identical. The arguments are identical. You've built a particular paradigm. You have a certain set of things that you have to do, and you cannot. And the issue is, in the case of what we call science, or in the case of the Big Bang and things of that nature, when we look at things like that, man is learning and refining the ideas. When we look at the scripture, we have a fixed idea, and man doesn't learn, but actually distorts this. Obviously we see this in the Gospels when Jesus is saying, you search the scriptures to see, they talk about me. He says that. They had it close. No, you're violating the traditions we built. And it's kind of, well, we say that was back then. No, it's today. It's today. It's the same thing. I find the analogy interesting. But obviously, the more important thing. I've sent three emails to Julia, and I sent another postcard to her today. No response from the emails. My assumption is the postcard will be censored, and I'll get it back in a week or so, week or two. Obviously, what Julia has done, it's the same thing in the cosmology thing. When somebody says, no, actually, look, the evidence points that this particular theory we have is wrong, that we have the theory of the Big Bang. Well, this evidence says, no, this didn't happen. Well, that person becomes a pariah. He becomes a whistleblower. He's pointed out something. No, you're not supposed to say that. It's like when somebody points out, oh, well, there's that. Anyway, or you know, wasting of money or something of that nature, you become the pariah. You become the whistleblower. You have to be pushed out. If my Julia goes through with meeting her dad and allowing her dad to see her kids, my grandkids, Julie becomes the whistleblower. So I'm not sure about what's going to happen. I don't know if she's thought through what she did, if it was spur of the moment or what. You know, when I sent her the email with her birthday on it, what I did is, in order to make it, you know, normally it's just text, and I attach a highly compressed version of the video that I did of that marvelous moment when her dad sings to her. and the subsequent emails that I did, when I did it this time, I attached a picture. The picture that I mentioned with the day she was born, she's in my wife's arms, and I'm holding both of them. I like both those ladies. But the subsequent emails from me is just text, except the third one. Because Saturday, I received a return postcard, specifically this one, to Charlotte. You know, happy birthday. I so desire to hear your voice, to see your smile, and to give you an embrace. Love, Granddaddy. And it was censored. And what I did is the picture I have, which is online, of, you know, I have the original card as it was sent, and I have the picture of when it comes back. There, I have literally a couple hundred of those. You know, and of course they're on my wall, and I got a stack and so forth. But I included the picture of the return card. So if she got it and now she sees this, happy birthday, Charlotte, refused return to sender. What will she think? You're the mom of two kids. Your dad sends your oldest child a birthday card. And it's censored. Not only censored in the sense that it was discarded, but censored to the point that it was returned to me so I know about it. Well, now the email that was sent to her, quite possibly Julia knows about it. This may be a problem, and I need to figure out what to do to ease the issues for Julia and for my wife. You know, there's the one, just disappear. No, that's unloving. I need to somehow break through. This opportunity is at the table. I think what I'll do is let it go for a few days, maybe send several postcards to Julia or something of that nature. But this has to be pursued. But I need to work on my technology. I want to love my Julia well, and Charlotte, and James, and most importantly, my wife. How do I do this to both reconcile with them and take the weight off of them so they can reconcile with me? How do I do that? I am trying. My lady, my wife, I'm not giving up on you. Or Julia, or Charlotte, or James, or George, or Susanna, or Glory Jane, or Walter, or Zadok. I think those are all the ones that my guess is are with you. And of course, I haven't heard back from the state, so I wonder, you know, that may need to be another week. Who knows? My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.